Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And hey, it's Tuesday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today, because this is it, brother. I'm heading to WrestleMania tomorrow. Now, the plan, I've actually got a lineup here. We made a lineup of events. So Wednesday, Mike Sempervivi is going to be running Observer Live. Thursday, I will be on Observer Live, I believe, from Las Vegas. That is the plan right now. And probably an Observer Radio for subscribers with Dave and Garrett and a Brian and Vinny show with Vinny and I after we go to the TNA special. And then we got the Q&A and meet and greet, which is exclusive. You got to be there for that one. That is Friday at the Palms Hotel and Casino at noon. Dave and I, Q&A and meet and greet. There'll be probably a Friday night Observer Radio with either Garrett or myself and Dave. And then we got Texas Day Brazil on Saturday, the watch party on Saturday, and post-WrestleMania shows for subscribers with both Dave and I on Saturday and Sunday. So we got a lot coming up. Going to be very exciting. And that is the plan. So we'll talk about that. And then, of course, today we got all of the news. And there's plenty to get into, everything from Mariah May to Raw last night to all of the rest of the shebang. So it's going to be a fun show. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. I'm F4WOnline on Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. $10 cameos. I have done dozens and dozens of cameos in the last 2 weeks. $10. Grab yours now. At Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 5/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store single-line activation on qualifying plan. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Spring Fest deals are still in full swing at Lowe's. Right now, get 5 bags of Stay Green Premium Color 2 cubic foot mulch for only $10. And get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, save up to $300 when you buy 2 or more select GE kitchen appliances of $396 or more. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 4/16, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. So again, here's the plan. I leave for WrestleMania tomorrow. So Wednesday will be Sempervivi and maybe Filthy. I don't know what his schedule is. And you guys are also in charge on Friday. I will not be around Friday. I'll be doing a live Q&A at the same time as Observer Live. That is at the Palms. Tickets are still available for that. Meet and greet Dave and I and the live Q&A at 4wonline.com/Vegas. I will be doing the show Thursday. I'm going to be doing the show Thursday from a secure location in Las Vegas. So that'll be an Observer Live with me that day.
Will I be here, or will you have a guest?
I don't know. Figure it out. I mean, we can do both. So anyway, I'll be here Thursday, though. I know that. And then for subscribers, we got a bunch of shows. Vinny and I are going to do shows after we go to the TNA. So Vinny and I have got all of the collective stuff. We can go to anything. And so we are going to go to the TNA PLE. And so we will do a post show on that day. And then we're going to just do shows after whatever other shows we go to. And we don't know what we're going to go to.
Shows on shows.
Yeah, so we're just going to watch shows and do shows. And then we'll do an Observer Radio with Dave. There'll be a couple that he's going to do with Garrett. And then Dave and I will be also up after the WrestleMania show on Saturday and Sunday. So we'll have post shows on both those nights. And then you will be here Monday because I won't be back yet. But I'll fly home and then do a Monday night Observer Radio with Dave covering the Raw after WrestleMania. So it's very, very busy. Tons of stuff if you're a subscriber. And you can subscribe today if you've never subscribed before. F4WOnline.com/new. You can start your subscription at half off. And what a time. It's WrestleMania weekend. F4WOnline.com/new. Get all of the shows, all the observers, all the archives, all the everything, the full site, F4WOnline.com/new. If you only want the podcasts, and we got a bunch of those coming up this weekend only for subscribers, Apple Music, Spotify, or YouTube, and of course YouTube, you can watch the videos when we're down there in Vegas, F4WOnline.com/Apple. which has a free trial, by the way. F4WOnline.com/Spotify, F4WOnline.com/YouTube. All of those, $9.99 for a subscription. That's it, $9.99. So I would grab one of those this weekend as well and find out everything that's going on. Plus, you get all the Observer Lives. You know, you don't have to watch live. You can get the, you can listen to the replay anytime you like. It's a steal. Also a steal is my Cameo at Brian Alvarez. Actually, it's F4W Online on Cameo. Or just search my name because I'm a big deal on Cameo now. Do you know that?
All these $10 Cameos.
Oh, my God. Doing? They're flooding in. I may have to keep it at $10.
Hamilton's just flying in.
I am out of all of the people in the world on Cameo, I am 414th right now. I'm in the top 8% of Cameos. Me.
Really?
So, yeah, grab one. They're only
Who's
$10.
Number one?
I don't know, probably some famous person. But also on my X/Twitter, at Brian Alvarez, if you want to sign up as a subscriber, the coverage begins today and will continue all weekend. I'll have photos, I'll have videos, I'll have scoops, all sorts of fun stuff. That's at Brian Alvarez on X. A lot of fun stuff coming up there. All right, we've got NXT tonight. We've got the number one contender gauntlet match for the tag team titles. That's how we're figuring that out. We got a number one contenders match for the North American title. Ethan Page, Wes Lee, Eddie Thorpe, and Lexus King. Would not be surprised if both of these matches ended up with everybody involved being in the championship match this weekend. Dark State versus the Family in a parking lot brawl. And North American title ladder match qualifiers with the women. That's coming up tonight. And then we got Dynamite, which is on Wednesday. We have Mercedes versus Athena, Owen Hart Foundation tournament match. Will Ospreay versus Takeshita, which should be awesome. We got Hangman versus whoever the wild card is. They've waited a long time. That's still only a quarterfinal match. Meanwhile, there are semifinals being contested on this show. We got the Death Riders, which is Claudia Wheeler and Jon Moxley, because Pac is injured. They will be facing the Ops. For the Trios titles. Trios titles on the line. And also the Hurt Syndicate defend the titles. It's a title match against the Gates of Agony. It's a title match. Not like a, you know what they call them? What do they call them?
The Eliminator?
It's not an Eliminator. They're getting a championship match.
Well, they've won a lot in ROH.
Don't even get me started. You're the worst. Then we got SmackDown on Friday. And by the way, Collision is live on Thursday. I have no lineup. I don't know what's on the show, but I know it's happening.
And it's a Mystery Vortex show.
It is. SmackDown on Friday has got the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. They are doing so many multi-person matches to get people on the show, and they're still doing this Battle Royal. We got John Cena and Cody Rhodes on the show. Street Profits defending the tag titles against the Motor City Machine Guns. I guess that could also end up leading to a four-way at WrestleMania. Chelsea Piper and Alba versus Zelina, Katana Chance, and Caden Carter. Stand and Deliver, Oba Femi versus Trick Williams and Javon Evans in a triple threat. The ladder match for the vacant NXT Women's North American title and the NXT Women's title match. And we got a lot of TBAs and TBDs. So, actually, we know the women's match. It's the four-way. But we don't know everybody in the ladder match yet. WrestleMania Night 1. Roman Reigns, CM Punk, Seth Rollins is the main event. Gunther versus Jey Uso. Tiffany versus Charlotte. Can't wait for that one. LA Knight versus Jacob Fatu. The War Raiders against The New Day. Naomi versus Jade. And Rey Mysterio and El Grande Americano. Night 2 has Cody versus Cena. Io versus Bianca and Rhea. Braun Breaker against Penta, Finn, and Dominic Mysterio. Braun Breaker fine after he sold his knee on Monday. Livman Raquel against Bayley and Lyra for the women's tag titles. Drew versus Damian Priest, Sin City Street Fight, and AJ Styles versus Logan Paul. Whew.
Say, after the break, Brian's going to run down everything taking place on every collective card.
No. Jiminy Christmas, that's a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things.
A lot of mouths to feed. That's why you got all these people on these shows, so says Shawn Michaels, who is exactly right that they, hey.
To feed.
Well, look, I understand wanting to get everybody on those shows. I do. It's on your biggest shows of the year, same thing with All In and all that sort of stuff. But this is a year where, boy, I wish there were a lot more singles matches and a whole lot more feuds that were kind of centered around one-on-one affairs.
So, you know, there's all these people talking about, my God, they've announced that WrestleMania Night 1 and Night 2 are going to be like 8 to 9 hour shows. And they're not, okay? What that means is they're going to do a 2-hour pre-show, and then they're going to do the insufferably long press conference, which is going to start late, and then, you know, go. So, hey, here's my recommendation, everybody. If you want to watch WrestleMania, like, watch it live, because you can't start the replay until the insufferably long press conference ends, because they bundle it all together as one event. I learned my lesson the last time. It's absolutely the dumbest decision, but that's what they do. But
maybe they'll bail on it this year since they got a roast to get to.
You know how many of these things? No, they've already announced it. So you're gonna have a 2-hour post show, a 2-hour pre show. And the WrestleMania Night 1 and Night 2 are probably going to be about 4.5 hours. So, I know Netflix is different, dude. The vast majority of us are in America where we have to watch on Peacock.
The vast majority of the world is here in America, damn it.
Well, if you look at their numbers, the vast majority of people watching WrestleMania are going to be watching in the United States. So we don't have this Netflix option. Thank you. And don't start the whole
VPN.
God. I'm trying to help by telling WWE to separate the press conference from the main show. Get out of here, everybody. I'll be back.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, looks like Mariah May likely be on her way to WWE.
She's reached the December of her days in AEW.
So, I mean, it's not 100%. Nothing is till it happens. But she disappeared after that season finale or whatever it was called with Toni Storm. And they did that big blow off and then she was gone. And
no sequel.
You know, I actually had this idea, which was, you know, Mariah May should be the mouthpiece for
Megan Bain.
But no, she just vanished. And so I was asking around and the answer that I got was, I think she's going to WWE. And Dave talked about it last night as well. And then she did an Instagram story where she talked about how you can't make the wrong decision because every decision leads you to where you're supposed to be. And given everything else, I think she's likely going there. Now, I have heard that it's possible. See, she signed a 2-year deal, okay? Which would mean that her deal would be up in the summer. Now, I don't know how it's going to work out in terms of, can that deal be extended by Tony Khan? Is he going to? I do know people have speculated that that's going to happen, but I don't know for sure. But, you know, we were talking last night about this on Observer Radio, and Dave talked about an interview that Stephanie Vaquer had done about how she wanted to go to WWE, but she talked with both WWE and AEW, and AEW offered her a lot more money, and she went back to WWE and said, this is what they're offering me, and they said, well, take it. And then she was really all messed up because she wanted to go to WWE.
Like Brett.
And so she chose to take less money, and she went to WWE. Now, of course, you know, that story gets out and then, you know, everybody's talking about everything. You know, are these wrestlers marks? Why are they taking less money? This and that. Here's the thing, everybody, okay? Here's the thing. So, if you're negotiating with AEW and WWE, there's more that goes into it than just what is the immediate money offer, okay? Let's imagine that Gunther had to make a choice between WWE and AEW in 2020, let's say, okay? And, you know, I don't know what he was offered when he went to WWE originally, but, you know, he would have been offered a lot more probably to go to AEW, okay? But that's in that moment, all right? Because for a lot of people, you're going to start in NXT. And when you're in NXT, you're not making main roster money. I don't know what Ricky Saints is making right now, but I would suspect he would have probably made more money now staying in WWE, okay? Or staying in AEW. But the fact is, for some people, it's not just about what. First off, there's two things. One is, well, where do I want to be? Okay? Where do I want to be? And it's possible that Stephanie looked at the vast majority of the women in AEW and made the decision that I'm going to be used a lot better in WWE than I would if I went to AEW. That could be part of it. And, you know, if you feel you're going to be used better one place or the other, well, you're just going to go someplace you feel you're going to be used worse to make a little more money. So there's that aspect to it. But there's also this. You know how much Gunther's making right now? He's making a lot of money because he paid his dues, so to speak, making less money when he was in NXT and NXT UK, and he worked his way up the ladder, and now he's making bank, and he's been champion 80% of the time. And you think he'd be champion 80% of the time if he would have went to AEW? He wouldn't have been. I mean, I can guarantee that. So the reality is, yeah, Stephanie might be making less now as she's in NXT, but she's pushed harder than any woman in NXT right now. And she's going to end up on the main roster, in which case she'll be switched over to a much bigger money contract. And over the next few years, she's going to be making tons of money. So it's not about what did you do at this exact moment? What decision did you choose? Oh, you must be a mark. You chose less money now. No. Some people want to play the long game, and some people just want to be in WWE. And that's just the way it is. And, you know?
Well, both things are okay. And let's just look at it just from the money aspect of things. Where do you have the ability to make the most money? It's in WWE because they're under the TKO umbrella, and that provides you a lot of different opportunities. We've seen how many people now have had representation that we've heard about because they want to get into acting and do other things, that the doors at WWE, there's just more doors that can be opened up. And if it's as simple as that. Josh Alexander, he's a perfect example of somebody who's later in his career that AEW offered more money, and he looked at it and went, okay, I'm going to go ahead and do that because I need to have some security after all these years on the indies and all these injuries I've racked up. I could see his mentality being, I got to take that money right now. And he also was probably somebody who knows that maybe didn't have the grow up wanting to be in WWE like so many people do. Where are people? Look, if you're Stephanie Vacker or Vacare, what are the odds AEW is going to Chile? Probably pretty doubtful. What are the odds WWE is going to go? Probably a lot better. What are the odds WWE is going to go to Europe? Same thing with like Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn when it comes to Quebec. I mean, there are advantages to being a part of that massive WWE machine. Can it run you over and grind you up? Absolutely. It's happened to a zillion people that had, you know, their system failed them. But it's also been very beneficial for a lot of people.
There's also, what does less money even mean? In Jericho's book, someone here sent me a text. Don't know if they want to be acknowledged. If they do, I'll acknowledge you. But anyway, he says when he went to WWF, they offered him half of what he was making in WCW. But once he got there, he never made less than triple his downside. And, you know, you got to look at what are the other ways you get paid in WWE besides whatever your contract is. I mean, merchandise. I mean, who has the stronger merchandising arm, WWE or AEW? All we do is hear about the AEW merch problems. There's like one booth or whatever, everything's gone immediately. I mean, there's, and then you go up to the main roster, and then, you know, after a couple of years, you renegotiate your deal. I mean, there's a lot of money to be made in WWE. What else do we got here? I didn't want to get into the Okada thing I was reading about.
What Okada? Okay, no, you have to give me the bare bones of it, because I haven't heard what is all this about.
Well, people arguing, you know, Okada's making a lot of money, and then they, you know, they talk about how they feel like he's being wasted in AEW, and then people are like, well, you know, there's no guarantee he'd have been used any better in WWE. And it's like, have you not watched in years? I mean, do you think this is like TNA in 2008? I mean, look at how they're using everybody now. I mean, did they drop the ball on? I mean, who do we want to start with? There's Julia and Stephanie and Ricky and I mean, you think you're going to drop the ball on Okada if he goes to WWE? Penta, Phoenix, Ethan Page. I mean, dude, they weren't dropping the ball on Okada.
Cargill.
He would have been pushed huge in WWE.
He would have had to do a lot more work than he's doing now, that's for sure, and be at a little bit of a different pace, but. You know,
actually, not even that much more, because they don't even do house shows barely at all anymore. He'd be working a day a week, and he wouldn't even be wrestling every time.
Hanging out with Nakamura on the beach.
Yeah.
Good for them.
AEW Collision, 455,000 this week, and a .12, which were very, very good numbers. They were only running really head-to-head with the UFC prelims on ESPN. So, good number for Collision. SmackDown did 1.6 million viewers and a 0.45 in 18 to 49, so it was down slightly. And no major competition. And that was just a show. Very much like Raw. Just a show. Feels like, well, I talked about it. Hit that peak and there we go.
Hey, the timing is terrible this year with it being so late in the year and the fact that they jump-started the year with the Netflix debut and we were settling into 3 hours of SmackDown and Saturday Night's main event, the Rumble and Elimination Chamber and European Tour and the latest WrestleMania ever. And they probably mistimed when everything was supposed to peak and some of the things have drawn on for way too long.
Ryan Nemeth's lawsuit is moving to arbitration. According to Post Wrestling, Nemeth submitted filings on Friday and Monday to voluntarily dismiss his lawsuit in L.A. Superior Court. AEW dismissed its petition to take the suit into arbitration. Nemeth's attorney said there has been no settlement. The parties have agreed to submit the matter to arbitration. So the dispute will be resolved privately by a neutral third party instead of public court. So we ain't going to hear anything more about this one.
Damn. This has been very entertaining. As far as court cases go that involve anything with professional wrestling, this has been the most entertaining you can get.
And then I guess we'll talk about Raw when we come back. That should be quick. So if you want to text us, 425-780-7566, let us know what's on your mind. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 biggie bag with a junior bacon cheeseburger, four-piece nugs, junior hot and crispy fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Find what you love and love what you find. A Total Wine & More, the place to go for sipping rosés with seltzers on ice. place, making margaritas with your favorite tequilas. It's warm out, let's go. Our prices are low on spirits, beer, and wine. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also WrestlingObserver.com.
You're going to make it, boss man, don't worry.
We had to buy the numbers raw. Hoping with a good promo from Gunther. He was there, he was very angry. And I saw he did a good job, vowed to beat him. The whole shebang. He's going to bloody him up in front of his mother. Can't wait to tell his mother about how much he beat him up at WrestleMania. Champion 80% of the time he'd been there. Yeah, it was a good promo. Then we had Bayley and Liv, which, whatever. I mean, Bayley and Lyra are challenging Liv and Raquel for the tag team titles. They just won that gauntlet on Friday. So they want you to think that they might win the titles. So Bayley wins, okay? That's all fine. That makes sense. Oh my God, how they did it. It's like Bayley hit her move. Raquel put Liv's foot on the ropes. Lyra went after Raquel. Raquel just destroyed Lyra. And it was worse because Lyra jumps Raquel from behind. And Raquel turns around and kills her. I'm like, well, way to go, geek. Then Bayley takes out Raquel in the ring, which is not a DQ. Liv, it's a backbreaker behind the referee's back. Ref goes to get rid of Raquel. Liv goes for the oblivion. Lyra grabs her foot. Bayley gets the pin. There was so much going on. And when it was over, I was like, wow, cool win, Bayley. This one's not doing it for me. Not doing it for me. We had Rey Mysterio and Julius Creed, which was preposterous because there's just enormous size difference. And the first half of the match is Julius putting him in holds. He puts him in a hammerlock. And he's just standing behind him in a hammerlock. And he's like 10 feet tall and Ray's like way down here. He's doing a hammerlock.
It's the big brother.
Like, what is happening here? And then, you know, Ray makes a comeback and it's cool. And they had a Turkish get-up spot after Julius kind of caught him on a dive, and he walks him up the steps, and the announcers are raving about how superhuman his strength is. I'm like, it's Ray. It's not like he did this to Otis. And then Ray ends up running Julius and El Grande together, and then he pins Julius. I mean, it was good. I thought it was good by the end, but it was weird. And then El Grande lays out everybody with his mask, his loaded headbutt, and posed. So, I do think El Grande and Rey is going to be an awesome program. Because it's not ending at Mania. El Grande is beating him at WrestleMania. Do you hear me? Then they're going to do it again, and he's going to beat him again. And then the third time, they'll do a mask match, and Rey will unmask him.
Talk about delightfully preposterous. The loading of the mask and then the flying headbutts. It's just everything about it is completely ridiculous, but also awesome.
Well, it's ridiculous because it's so pro wrestling. Like, El Grande is not in the match, okay? If he was in a match and it starts with the referee, like, you know, he's checking his head or whatever, and then later he's got to load the mask, okay, fine. You know, he loaded it. But, like, he's not in the match. So why didn't he just load the thing backstage and then come out? Instead, he's got to sneak to ringside, put the thing in, and then start attacking all these geeks.
Know what, ridiculous. You know, actually would work is if you actually just threw your head around like that and headbutted people, they'd go flying off the apron like everybody is doing to this loaded headbutt. Maybe people ought to like do that a little bit more then.
We had the War Raiders promo about their match with the New Day. Very good promo. Very good promo. And then New Day did a promo as well. A lot of promos on this show. AJ and Karrion Kross, I cannot figure out for the life of me. So Karrion is dressing like AJ. He's doing his hair like AJ. He wants to recruit AJ is what we're told. And he wants AJ to fire up so that he can take out Logan Paul for the benefit of all in WWE. Okay? That's the story. So in this match, he tries to, he does a ruse, you know, the fake injury angle, but then he attacks AJ. This makes AJ mad. He fires up. He's acting all heelish, and this makes Karrion happy. And then AJ is going for that springboard, his phenomenal forearm, and Karrion puts his arms behind his back and eats it. I'm like, okay, I get it. Like, he wants this guy in his crew. He's trying to bring out the fire in him so that he can take out this Logan Paul. It all makes sense. Until Logan Paul comes out, Cross attacks AJ, and then Logan lays out AJ. I'm like, what? So is he trying to recruit the guy or not? Why did he willingly take that phenomenal form but then attack the guy after the match? Why does he want him to take out Logan but then he helped Logan? I don't get this at all. And like, not one bit. Baffled.
Isn't that like a lot of Karrion Kross stuff in his time in WWE?
Yeah, but it made sense until he attacked the guy at the end. Well, like, I finally got it. And then they just did a reversal.
Well, maybe on Monday after the match is over and all the shouting is over with over the weekend, maybe Jeff Cobb comes out and is Karrion Kross's new guy to beat up AJ Styles. Who knows?
And then we had Jey Uso yeeting. Yeeted for a while.
Yeeted all over the place.
That was cool. Good yeeting, brother. Yeah. Then we had Penta and Finn Balor, which was a pretty good match, but it was the same deal. So out comes Carlito to interfere. Out comes Braun Breaker to kill Carlito. Carlito runs, because he's not an idiot now. And then Braun hits the ring, kills Finn for the DQ. Dom hits the ring. Braun gives Carlito and Dom the double spear. Tries to spear Penta, gets booted. They screw up a tilt-a-whirl. Penta does a dive, wipes out everybody. Stands tall. Built for the four-way. Simple, but I mean, been there, done that, brother. I need more.
Is Braun okay? That's the only thing
yes,
that matters.
Yes, I talked about that earlier.
Good.
Were you sleeping?
Probably.
Were you Nigel McGuinness this weekend?
I was going through match cards.
God, Nigel McGuinness, and who was the other one?
That guy.
Nah.
Shivani?
No, somebody said something really stupid. Who was it?
McAfee?
Let me see if I can find it. I mean, he says stupid stuff here and there, but if you didn't see Collision, they're doing a Billy Starks match. And, oh, you know what it was? I remember what it was. What match was it? Well, I'll talk about Nigel first. So Nigel, there's a Billy Starks match, and Billy gets her leg worked over early. And then she makes a comeback, and she hits this German suplex on Athena. And I'm talking this freaking bridge. I was like, she looked like an Olympic gymnast. I mean, you couldn't have had a higher bridge. She's like a magnet. She's like a total U in this bridge. It's absolutely beautiful bridge. I taught her that, by the way. And then, you know, Athena kicks out. And Nigel then, like, 1 second later, he goes, Billy, because of the leg injury, just couldn't bridge. Like, not couldn't hold the bridge. He was telling me that she didn't even do a bridge on the German. Like, where were you?
See,
it just happened 1 second ago.
Salty old vets like, see it differently, Brian.
She did a giant bridge. Yep. She yep. held the bridge the entire time, and you literally just told me, oh, well, you know, she couldn't bridge because her leg was hurt. I was like, that is ridiculous.
<I'm> not...
Okay, here's what it was. So they did a match with Bayley and Liv, and Liv got the heat by stomping Bayley's hand into the steps. Okay? Stomped her hand. And Bayley sells the hand. Well, then, Bayley ends up hitting a running knee, and Cole goes, that was a knee that was injured on the steps. I was like, no, it wasn't. She didn't injure her knee on the steps. It was her hand. What are you talking about now? Golly.
Well, the action gets
whatever happened to watching the match and then telling people what you're watching? When did that stop being a thing? Anyway, Penta, we talked about that. Punk met with Paul, and then Roman showed up and saw him hugging, and he storms to the ring. He's in a huff. And once again, Roman's mad. He says, Paul, why'd you betray me? He says, listen, I didn't want CM Punk in this War Games. I didn't want a favor. You're the guy who asked for the favor. You're the guy that should be paying him back. Instead, I'm the one that has to suffer because of your stupid favor. And Seth comes out and he goes, oh, you're right, you're figuring this out. But he says, you know, all of this stuff you haven't figured out. One very important key, and that is favors don't happen by chance. They're a choice. I chose not to put Paul in the hospital last week. Now he can choose whether he wants to pay that debt back to me. Punk is a scumbag. He's not in, or Paul's a scumbag. He's not in Punk's corner by chance. He made a choice. It's not just a betrayal. It's not just returning a favor. He's choosing Punk over you. And Roman says, Paul, he is right. And I made my decision. And he attacks Seth. And he starts beating him up. And then CM Punk runs down after Roman pie faces Paul. Now he's mad. Comes down to check on old Paul.
Pie facing a wax statue. My God.
Seth ends up hitting Roman with a chair shot. He stomps Punk. He stomps Roman. He stares down Paul. This is another one. It was like, they ever did a good job? Like, it was good. But, you know, they hit their peak this past Friday. That was the best one. And then it was just, you know, we got to keep going.
That'll look great in the package year from now.
They're just angle on this show, angle on that show, angle on this show for 16 weeks or whatever.
Yeah. It's just been too long of a build with everything being as late as it was this year, with everything they've got going on. I think they fell into some traps, and some of this stuff has been really good. But again, shows have been long. A lot of things have gotten really long in the tooth. I mean, think about where Gunther and Jey Uso were a couple of weeks ago, really a couple of months ago, and they've been able to get that back a little bit, but it's still been tough. Has Naomi and as great as the promos have been from her and Jade when they sit there, or is anybody really more interested in that than they were a couple of weeks ago? I don't think that's been the case. And again, it's not that they haven't done, I think, put in a lot of effort, obviously. It's just, I think, the fact that everything has been so drawn out for so long.
We're going to do this. Where's my chat GPT gimmick?
Oh, boy.
God, I changed around the screen, so now I can't. There it is. All right, let's do this. All right. How many days between February 1st and April 19th?
You had to have them do that?
Well, yeah, just something to do.
Fair enough.
Oh, God. Just give me a number! It says, to calculate the number of days between February 1st and April 19th, we'll count each day starting from... I don't care how you do it.
Are we 77 days?
So the answer is 76 days. If you include April 19th, 77 days. Yeah. So we've had 77 days of build for Gunther and Jey Uso. 77 days.
Yeah.
That's a lot of yeeting.
It's been a lot of McAfee going like this over and over again. God. And back in the day when you didn't have all that TV and multiple shows and multiple hours, it was a little bit easier to have a 90-day build to something. Nowadays,
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Oh man, Mushroom Man 674 here thinks Cody's winning this weekend.
Ooh.
Brother, he ain't winning.
I don't think so.
No, he ain't winning. Old John Cena's walking out with that belt. What was that, Dom? Were you doing the Cabbage Patch over there? I think that's what happened.
Little hey ladies?
Yeah. Huh. Dom, how come you're not going to Mania this year? It's not that far away.
It's actually my dad, what would have been his birthday this weekend, so priorities being home.
I see. All right. Well, maybe
there's
we'll be in the middle of
Easter.
April next year. Yeah. God.
Oh, man.
If they're going to run it Easter every year or like this late, they got to run the Rumble later. We can't have 77 days in between knowing who's going to be the Mania main event, and then it's not like it's not the 80s where we have four shows a year, but like no TV.
No, you're right. I just don't think it's going to be this late ever again. Certainly, unless it's for the reason that they've made
their
bones about, which is Las Vegas, and also them wanting it this late and wanting it on Easter weekend to be a draw, and they paid out the nose for that. So, and it doesn't seem like it hurt their sales, but I don't know about any of the ancillary stuff. We'll find out after the fact.
Well, I'm out of here, everybody. Mike will be here tomorrow. And follow me on my subscriber X at Brian Alvarez. And I'll give you all the updates, all the pictures and videos and fun stuff from the next couple of days. And we got shows all over the place at WrestlingObserver.com as well as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Don't miss out. It's the biggest week of the year.
Get a Patreon while he's on the road.
We'll talk to you next time, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.